from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Couple of injury updates being reported from Dana Brown. And I think it's mostly good news, to be honest. Justin Verlander apparently is going to have a rehab start this weekend in Sugarland. Quote, he's made progress. So talking about it. You got those three dudes that are pitching pretty well. Fromber and Blanco and Hunter Brown, and certainly has it in him. Anything from Justin Verlander is going to be gravy.
Yeah. It's not that it's not that pressure to come back. And you got to be old Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
The same thing with Luis Garcia. Like, whatever you get from him is found money.
I mean, it's weird that we're here talking about the Cy Young winner, multiple Cy Young winner.
Yeah.
But we are here.
But he is 40 years old.
Yeah, 41.
51 years old, man. So, like, whatever you get from him is a plus.
Yeah. The Espada had talked about it might be a little ambitious to expect Kyle Tucker back this month in August. But apparently Dana Brown said he's had a pain-free day yesterday, quote, outstanding, and he thinks he will be back in August. Kyle Tucker will be back this month. Now, no specifics, but he will be. The only kind of downer is he said there's no real timeline on Luis Garcia, but again, all that stuff to me is just going to be gravy.
Yeah. No, at this point, if they keep pitching the way they're pitching, I think whoever come back is found money, man. It's, you know, it's not that and that's why I was so worried earlier, because I don't want to depend on Justin Verlander, sitting there waiting on Justin Verlander to come back to be an ace.
Yeah.
Or even Kikuchi bringing him in. I don't want to depend on him being a savior.
Yeah.
We need him to come in and give you 5 innings, 6 innings. And
that's all you need.
That's all you need. Be a number 4 or number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's looking at the stats, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But if you could come in and give us 5 innings, that's a good thing. And that's all we need. We don't need you to be the savior.
So you put that together with last night. I mean, the Astros might just be onto something here. So Fromber Valdez, you probably already know, 8 2/3 innings of no hit ball, walks a guy, then Corey Seager comes up, and this wasn't the official call, but this was my call.
Here's the pitch.
Gave up the 2-run home run to Corey Seager there. But here we go, man. You know, we talked about the schedule of these next 24 games. It was 25 yesterday. The Astros offense has been bad. Like, they're officially in a funk. But that's the kind of night that can spark you, man, especially when you consider all the pitchers that have been pitching well.
Yeah, I agree. I think I hope this was the night that brings them on, where they keep going and maybe the offense pick up a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And if these pitchers keep doing their thing, then I think this could be a scary team, man, because we all know once you get in the playoffs, it's a wild, wild west, man.
Yeah.
You can run the table.
Yeah, and we also saw signs. This was kind of hidden, but, you know, going into last night, Alex Bregman was batting, I think, 224 with a 696 OPS in his previous 21 games. Really was not scuffling, but wasn't really showing what we know we can do. Altuve, same thing. Playing pretty well. but 277, 683 OPS, and just 6 RBI. They both got two hits last night. So if you could just, like, we're not asking for you guys to you've done it so many times. We're just asking for one more time. Like, it's got to be those two guys and the pitching to kind of get through these next 24 games.
Yeah, if they can do that, then we are cooking, man.
Yeah.
I hate that I keep saying
no,
we.
It's true, though.
But, man, the Astros are cooking. If they could get those guys going.
Yeah.
And score some runs, and if these pitchers give you five innings and the quality starts they've been given and the strikeouts they've been given, I think it's a scary team, man. I think it's one of them teams. I always call the Astros the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
People, once the Astros start get the cooking, I feel like people look at the Astros like, uh-oh, there they go again.
You got to back it up. We've been talking about, that's the kind of night that can spark you. And if Altuve and Bregman get going – okay, maybe the offense will start going from there. We just heard good news on Kyle Tucker. We just heard good news on Justin Verlander. But I feel like it's not just like, okay, you got to go on a streak. I think you got to win today. You got to back it up with Kikuchi.
Yeah, I love Kikuchi!
if he give us another start like he did, hopefully he don't give up that home run like that.
Yeah.
If he give us another start like that, then I think they got something, man. They just got to get that offense going, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to get the offense going. Joe Espada was talking about just how important that game was, and I just feel like he's speaking our language. He's talking about exactly what we're talking about.
The team needed that win. Framber to go deep, kind of give our bullpen a little break there, even though we had to use Josh. But it was a really great team win. Jordan, two-run homer. We got a couple of 12 hits. RBI, RBR knocks by Jake Myers. You know, we kind of needed a team win like that.
Look, he knows they've been scuffling at the plate. He knows it. He also knows that you can't always count on Framber being this Framber. If he's throwing that sinker, he is.
Yeah.
But it's hit and miss. All those ground balls yesterday, I think he had 12, struck out 5. If he's throwing that, yes. But we all know he could come back and not have that. Same thing with Hunter Brown. If he's got that little cutter working and it's keeping it low, good stuff. But he knows, like, you ain't going nowhere if this offense going.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of Hunter Brown and Framber, you know.
And you can't waste them.
Yeah, you cannot waste them.
They
man.
Almost wasted last night.
They did. That would have been a gut punch, man.
I mean, let's be honest. If Jordan doesn't hit that home run, we're different game.
Well, yeah, it's 2-2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that last shot, which we have the call of the final out. Like, first of all, there was another guy walked. No hitter has been eliminated, has been knocked out. And all of a sudden, kind of the air comes out of the whole team. Hader walks a guy, and then this happens.
He's staying with the heater up. Fly ball, right field, deep. Chaz McCormick has room and puts it away in front of the wall. Rangers making a bid for another dramatic final inning. But Josh Hader had just enough to keep that in the stadium. And the Astros escape with a 4-2 win. And a combined one hitter between Framber Valdez for 26 outs and Josh Hader with a little skip of the heartbeat for the 27th out.
Man. Like, it was that close. You can't waste these.
That was a loud out.
That was a loud out. It was, and he said Hader, you know, had just enough. I don't know if he had just enough or if they just barely missed the ball.
I give that to Hader. He had just enough, man.
I guess technically he did. He absolutely did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.